to meet Jesus. So basically, he's asking her, or she asks him for a drink of water. And he basically tells her that he has living water that he can offer her. Well, through the conversation, he's talking with her, and she realizes that, yes, he is a prophet. And they talk further, and then she realizes that he is the Messiah. He knows everything about her, all the hurts, the hang-ups, the habits that she has had in her life. And she starts to believe. And she goes back to the town of Samaria, and she tells everyone she knows about this man, Jesus. And they're so interested in what, you know, the impact that he has had on her life, that they come and they meet with Jesus as well. And as they're talking and getting to know Jesus, I think he's with them 2 days, they realize that this is the Messiah, not only by what she has told them, but what they had experienced in Christ. So through his love that he shared with her, a great number of people in that town came to know who Jesus was. And that is one of the reasons why we have Celebrate Family Day. We have gone all year meeting with our friends and families, going to birthday parties, going to parades, having back-to-school bashes, just to get to know each other and to love on each other. And what we do traditionally for Celebrate Family Day is just kind of breathe in deeply, enjoy each other, and share Christ again with one another. And if Brad has this, there's two scriptures that this particular church, Living Well, has been founded on. And it's found in 1 Peter 4:10. If he has that, I'll read it. If not, okay. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. We are so gifted here as a church that if you have a particular need, there is someone here that can help with that. And as you get to know us, you'll find out who those people are. If you don't know us, just ask. There's someone here that can help. And then Romans 12, 1 through 2. Maybe. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. It's my belief that you can be in God's will, but there's a place, there's a sweet spot, whenever you are in God's perfect will, that you know that life is good no matter what's going on. Life can be just tumultuous, but there's that peace that God gives when you're walking in his will. And that's another reason we have Celebrate Family Day. Let's go ahead and look in the bulletin. I think it's on page in the middle here. It just gives some of the activities that we'll be doing. To highlight, we start at 7 with men's breakfast. The canoe trip at 8 or 8:30. I think I'll let Dan decide that. It says 8 in here. Last year it was 8:30. 11 o'clock scavenger hunt, picnic at noon, bike ride, wiffle ball, and 9 square in the air. So it's a fun-packed day, so if you can come, we would certainly love to have you. I'm going to turn the mic over to Ella, I think. She has an announcement about missions. Missions books, I think.
A few weeks ago, I gave out some mission books to different ones, and we need them back so we can circulate them. We have 6 books, and we'd like for as many people to read the books as they can. It's been a... I've had a happy experience in the return of the books. The ones that have read them have been happy to learn more about missions, and I think all of you would probably like to know more. So bring the books back to me, and I'll get them around, and you can read other books. Thank you very much. Oh, you sign in the back of the book, on the back, a cover, put your name and the date that you read the book, if you would, please. Thank you.
Let's stand together as Renata reads scripture for us to begin today.
Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with feeble hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution.
your glory, Lord.
Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory.
Song to sing, but it reminds us that God's love is so awesome and so good and so overwhelming, and it goes like this.
That God should love a sinner such as I, should yearn to change my sorrow into bliss, nor rest till he had planned to bring me nigh. How wonderful is love like this! Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this!
Let's go to that first verse again. Let's just read the words. That God should love a sinner such as I, should yearn to change my sorrow into bliss, nor rest till he had planned to bring me nigh. How wonderful is love like this. Let's sing that again.
That God should love a sinner such as I, should yearn to change my sorrow into bliss, nor rest till he had planned to bring me nigh. How wonderful is love like this.
Takes me.
heart a son. He asked me not to fill a servant's place. The far off country wanderings are all done. Wide open are his arms of grace. Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this. Now let the smile ring out as we sing that chorus again. Ready? Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this. Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this.
How wonderful.
How wonderful is love like this.
Amen. You may be seated.
Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, and the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in the way, in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. It will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
All right, before we start this next song, can I share a little story with you guys, kind of a funny story? My elementary years in school, I grew up in Como, and I went to Como Elementary School for a year or two, then that shut down, then I went to Emerson for a year or two, that shut down, then I went to Galt for a year, and that shut down. My final year was in town with a bunch of new kids at Wallace School. And I was, you guys all know how big Joey is. Sixth grade, I was smaller than Joey. Believe it or not, true story. I was smaller than Joey. And there was a guy in my class, I mean, he was a man. He was big. He owned that school, okay? And at recess time, when that bell rang, we had to line up in a line to go back in. The teacher would come and get us. And everybody wanted to be first. And whoever was in front of that line, we'll call him John, okay? Big guy, Big John. Whoever was in that line, John would go up to the front and say, you get to the back. This is my spot. Nobody ever questioned that, okay? One day, I was in front of that line. And Big John came up and he says, you get to the back. And I said, no. And then I started shaking. He says, what'd you say? I said, no. And he gave me a push, and I pushed him back. And then the arm came up, and the teacher came out. Saved, right? Well, the point of the story is John's going to be, giving a sermon on retaliation. Justice and retaliation, right? And I just wondered, did I do the right thing by pushing back? Stay tuned, and we'll hear what Jesus has to say about that.
I'm still alive, so he didn't kill me.
Thank you. joys and struggles on the way, one with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful.
Standing on this mountain top, looking just how far we've come, going stands alone
all time. So please help us, help our leaders, help our church to follow that truth. And as the songs all have been saying, you are so faithful. You're there for us when we're following you, when we're saying hallelujah, and then also when we're alone and we have a moment of weakness. You are there through everything, guiding us, helping us. So please, Lord, help our worship today to be so pleasing to you. I just wish we could do it in a perfect sense. But in our imperfection, please, Lord, let it be pleasing to you. Please bless the offering as it is received. Help us to freely give, knowing that you're going to do with it what you do, and that is as it should be. So thank you, Lord, for this time, for your love, for your faithfulness, your almightiness. Thank you for being you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Scars and struggles are over, but the joy our hearts can say. Yes, our hearts can sing.
Just the voices.
Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. You are faithful, God, you are faithful.
You may be seated, ushers. You would wait on us for a morning tide.